What I'm saying is, it is possible that you can be married to someone many, many years, and then one day discover that they are a stranger. It is possible. That is what has happened to a lot of people. Because what I've observed, you may also know of yourself, that as human beings, as we grow up, we're discovering ourselves, we evolve, we grow, we change. What we may have passion for, perhaps the passion shifts to other things. It's possible that there is somebody out there who, for their whole career, they were just a typical employee, going to work 9 to 5 and all of that. And then over time, something happens. You then have that person having a desire to go into business. You understand? And then if the spouse is not observant, if the spouse doesn't, if the relationship is not healthy enough for people in the marriage to spend time with one another, to share each other's hearts, fears, dreams, ambitions, desires and hopes, aspirations and all of that, it's possible that there can be a wife out there, a husband out there who says, but what's it with you all of a sudden wanting to be the savior of everybody? What's that about? You want to do these community things and you're talking of a legacy and you want to make a difference in the generation behind you, community upliftment. All of a sudden you want to be involved in politics. All of a sudden you want to be involved in church-related things. Where is that coming from? You know, there are people who are surprised at their spouse and they are talking like that. Why? Because in the midst of living with this person, as the other person is evolving, it's possible that we may neglect one another and not pay attention to each other. And as the person is discovering themselves, they're seeing where they need to go, what they must do, what assignment they must complete in life, that their spouse might not be taken along that journey of self-discovery. Because what we are saying is, the point is, avoid that roommate syndrome. Be each other's best friends. Be interested in one another's dreams and desires. Communicate such to each other. Because the way it should be, when I say, this is what I want to venture in, this is what is in my heart, my spouse must say, yes, love. This has been long coming. This has long been in your heart. This is about time to now go into business. It's fine, yes. The experience that you have gathered over the years will be a nice jumping pad for you. You can do this thing. I really believe you can organize this thing. You can start this particular project. You can have this initiative and all of that. That is how it should be. But a lot of people, because of being busy with other things, being distracted with other things in the marriage, the kids, the careers, and other things, it's possible that our spouses may be, they may fall off the bus of the journey of our lives. And then we are busy here evolving, becoming something. And they do not even see and know what is in our hearts, what's going on in our hearts, our dreams, our desires, the legacy we want to be known for and leave behind. They might not know that. Why? Roommate syndrome. It has kicked in. We are on autopilot. The fact that we are staying with each other, We are used to each other. Life is surviving. We are married and we've raised kids and, you know, life is just continuing. But as life is continuing, we are not aware of the person the both of us are busy becoming. And when that spouse goes into those shoes that they see in front of them, when they take that journey, that direction, that trajectory that they are convicted of, that this is what I need to do, this is what I need to be, then you've got a spouse that says, what's going on? Where is this coming from? And then you have a person that can even become resentful. Yes, resentful. To say, I've married you, I've raised kids with you, I've been through this with you, and you don't know me. You don't even take my dreams seriously. Who are you? Are you getting what I'm saying? People are evolving. Become what you need to become, because we are all of us on this earth with a purpose. Make sure you take your spouse along. It starts with small things, doing things together which you both enjoy, like hobbies and things along those lines, things that you enjoy. Do them together. Go out of your comfort zone and do with your spouse what they like, what they enjoy. Pursue friendship with your spouse. And for husbands, wives must know, one of the biggest need for a husband is to have his wife as his friend. That's the dream of every man. That our wives will be more than our wives, that they will be our friends. Now, what is a friend in the book of a husband, in the mind of a man? A friend is someone that is with me in the things that I enjoy, the things that are important with me. Somebody that can do that with me, do the activity with me. Fishing is my passion. Anyone that can be fishing with me, enjoying the process, the activity, the before, the during, the after, the good and the bad of fishing, of hunting, of sports or whatever it may be. Anyone that can be with me in that, such a person is my friend. The question becomes now to yourself as a wife, are you your husband's friend? Are you a part of the things that he enjoys? Do you even know what he enjoys? Is that all of the things that he enjoys? Did you miss maybe one or two? Did you ask him what he enjoys? Oh, this is just a list from what you can observe.